Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is October the 27th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Luke, chapters 16 to 18. Understand that the kingdom of God is within us. We read in Luke chapter 17 verses 20 and 21 like this. Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, 'See here or see there,' for indeed the kingdom of God is within you." The theme of the kingdom of God runs through both testaments, focusing God's purpose for world history. In the Old Testament, God declared that he would exercise his kingship or his sovereignty, as we read in the book of Daniel chapter 4 verses 34 and 35, by ruling over people's lives and circumstances through his chosen king, the Davidic Messiah, in a golden age of blessing. This kingdom came with Jesus and is known wherever the lordship of Jesus is acknowledged. This golden age of blessing is an era of salvation from sin and fellowship with God, leading to a future state of complete joy in the new heaven and new earth. The above verses indicate that there was an aspect of kingdom promise involved in Jesus' first coming. The kingdom of God is among earthly kingdoms today, but one day the kingdom of God will swallow up all rival kingdoms. In verses 22 to 37, Jesus makes it clear that the kingdom has two phases, one now and one to come. In the beginning of his kingdom on earth, God first prepares a king to rule. Then he gathers a people for him to rule over. Then he gives the ruler a realm in which to reign. The kingdom now is the presence of God alongside earthly kingdoms. The power of God is shown now in the distribution and work of the Holy Spirit in his power. One day, however, Jesus will rule over all and he will share that rule with his people. In contrast to the expectation of the Pharisees, the kingdom of God was not external in the political domain, but rather internal and spiritual. The phrase "within you" may be translated "in your midst." The fact that the kingdom of God was in their midst meant that it was present through the person and work of Jesus who was among them. Through his death, many would come to believe in him, thereby becoming members of God's eternal invisible kingdom. We all know that Jesus died and rose up from the dead on the third day. Before he left for his heavenly abode to be seated on the right hand of his Father, Jesus promised to send the blessed Holy Spirit to be with us in order to lead and guide us. According to his promise, Jesus did send the blessed Holy Spirit to his church that was assembled in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. From that time on, this kingdom is present in its beginnings now as the interior kingdom. For many Christians, the kingdom of God is a reality to be experienced in the heart, which is the inner life of the individual believer. This reality is substantiated by the following verse that we read in Romans chapter 14, verse number 17, in the words of Apostle Paul. "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Since flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, this kingdom is essentially a spiritual reality in a believer's life. When the kingdom of God is within us, God rules over our lives from the inside, and we are guided by God alone as we participate in all our daily activities. We are quickened by the power of the Holy Spirit to do His will. The kingdom of God is thus the acceptance of God's authority over our lives. Let us understand this reality that the kingdom of God is within us, and let us sincerely accept God's rule in our lives every day.